What's wrong?
What's wrong? I'm fine. I'm okay, really.
Are you sure? I mean, come on. We've known each other since the first grade. We tell each other everything. Why would it be any different now? I mean, come on. What's up?
It's bad. I'm so ashamed.
Well, what? What is it? Spit it out.
Okay, you're fine. You know how I've been dating Jeremy for 3 years now?
Yeah. And?
And he's been bugging me about taking our relationship to the next level. He says, you know, if I loved him, then I would have sex with him.
Are you serious? Oh my gosh. You know that's wrong, right? I mean, I can't believe it. That's just so wrong. Why would he say that to you? That's just wrong. You know I have to tell his brother, right? I mean, no, I'm sorry. It just can't go on. I'm sorry. Oh, Bethany, please tell me you didn't. Please tell me you didn't.
Well, I mean, he says, you know, he loves me and I love him, you know. And he says I'm beautiful and that after high school that, you know, he's going to marry me. And he already has the perfect ring picked out. And so I did it. And I had sex with him.
Well, that's great. I mean, I'm glad he loves you and, you know, future congratulations. But what happened? I thought you were going to wait till you're married. You were so excited about it.
You know, and we were. We just got impatient. And, you know, I feel bad.
Oh my gosh.
I feel dirty, you know. How can I be forgiven? I had such a strong relationship with the Lord, you know. How can he forgive me after I just done what I did?
Because, Bethany, he loves you so much, and you know that. Why would you do that? You know God loves you. I mean, come on, Bethany. You can be forgiven. You know how in Isaiah 1:18, it says that our skin and our sin is like scarlet, but that by the blood of Jesus Christ, he will wipe it whiter than snow. He will cleanse you, he'll make you brand new. Don't you know that?
It's not that easy.
It is. It really is. All you have to do is go to him. Talk to him. He wants to listen to you. Make a vow between you and Christ. Tell him you love him. Tell him that you promise him will wait until you're married. He loves you. You just have to ask him.
I never saw it that way.
Well, you know that verse that you love so much? 1 Corinthians 13? You know, my favorite and your favorite? The one that you cannot stop rambling about? The one that you want to have for your wedding day? Yeah? Well, because Christ is love, he's also patient, and he's kind, and he's long-suffering. He's not envious of you. But then he loves you, and he wants you to himself because God is a jealous God. And he loves you. And he just wants you to go to him like his child and ask him for forgiveness. That's all you have to do. It's that easy.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I feel a little better. Mm-hmm. It still hurts.
Well, yeah, it'll hurt. It'll hurt. But, you know, he loves you and he's just taking the time right now to cleanse you and to. He's just starting making a process right now. It'll take some time, but. Yeah, it'll be okay.
Pray for me?
Yeah, that's not great.